Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. I don't even know where hour number one went. It just like, I was just gone. I was on a rant.
Chasing rabbits.
I had to get a steroid shot from my neck this morning, and I'm pretty sure I'm having roid rage right now on the radio. Just going at it, brother. But I will say that JT Lacey Springs has told me to keep chasing rabbits, so I'll do it. In the meantime, let me bring on somebody else who can add some commentary. We're going to jump on into the discussion on law and order. Law and order here at home and abroad, and what the differences are between liberals and progressives when it comes to law and order. So without further ado, let me bring on the Prince of Punditry, the Harbinger of Truth, the publisher of all things newsworthy at the Trustful Tribune, our buddy Scott Buttram. Scotticus, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You never get introductions anywhere else like you do with me.
Nothing else compares. I mean, Johnny Carson would have to raise from the dead and come even get in the ballpark.
Here's Scotty. I saw this story and it kind of got me going down this thread about down in Washington State. That's where it was. And there was they paint the big rainbow mural in the street. Like no one's ever going to drive over it. And then some teen kids on a lark on scooters left skid marks, and they are facing $15,000 bond and jail time for defacing the rainbow monument that was painted in the middle of the freaking road. And I look at this and think, that's what we're going to focus on right now. Meanwhile, I've got massive crime rate spiking in Birmingham, in Montgomery. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I would say give the state of Washington and Oregon a little time, and they'll probably make running over transgender decal or a LGBT decal in the street a capital offense.
We've
completely lost touch with reality, Bill. I think Sarah Huckabee said it best. This is no longer a battle between the right and the left. This is a battle between the sane and the insane.
Yes.
And that has become, I don't know if you caught this, I think it was last week, Eisner, the second in command from the Tabitha Eisner, second in command from the Alabama Democrats, is on Capitol Journal. I'm assuming Todd Stacey was trying to give the Democrats equal time to discuss platform and policy issues in the legislature. But she uses it to do nothing but parrot other liberal pundits. That's all in the world she used it for. She didn't address any policies. Just talked about calling Republicans victims. Said that's the new Republican thing. Republicans are all victims now, which we all know that is exactly the playbook for the Democrats.
That's their gig,
everybody's a victim now. But that's the game they play. They do it, then they turn around and call the conservatives what they are actually doing. You know, crime and law and order, you and I were talking about this during the break, Phil. They don't mean it when they talk about it. And I'm talking about Democrats and liberals in general. They don't want law and order. They work daily, year-round, round the clock to avoid law and order, to eliminate law and order, to free criminals, sometimes violent criminals, from our jails. And you're right. You've got Randall Woodfin, there, mayor of Birmingham, one of the three or four deadliest cities in the entire country based on homicides per capita. And he's talking about gun laws? Seriously?
Yeah.
He is telling his police department not to enforce marijuana laws.
Yeah.
He has repeatedly told the police to look the other way on gambling laws. They don't have time for that. Jefferson County Sheriff will not make a gambling arrest, will not bust illegal gaming. The DA of Jefferson County is plea bargaining everything that comes through his office, quite often dropping gun charges, by the way. Go back and look at how many plea bargains remove the most violent charges and drop gun charges just to get a plea bargain with these people and get them back on the streets. it's the biggest racket I've ever seen. And then they stand there and they scream they want law and order because you've got no local media holding them accountable. So it's where we are. And we're going to continue to see more of it because they're going to keep getting away with it.
Well, yeah, and I agree with everything you just said, and it's classic. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin is literally, talking about how he's celebrating Pride Month because everyone in Birmingham should have the right to thrive, he said. And I changed it and sent it back out on Twitter and said, here, let me fix this for you. I've decided to crack down on capital murder because everyone in Birmingham has a right to live. How about that? That's where we should be right now. Focus on the majors, not on the minors. And I know they'll say we can walk and chew gum at the same time, but it's obvious their eyes off the ball, though.
You would think keeping his citizens alive would be the priority. You would think, especially. And remember, we cover these crimes every day, Bill. The city of Trustville is connected to the city of Birmingham. Much of our coverage area touches the city of Birmingham. We cover these homicides on a weekly basis. And many, many of these victims and suspects are teenagers.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids. We had another kid shot in Birmingham last week. So if that were a priority, then he would be addressing the source of that priority. It's not the guns. People that live in Birmingham and will not obey the law, led by a mayor who routinely tells police to ignore the law.
Yeah, equally frustrating, too, is right down the road. The other liberal mayor, major city liberal mayor in Alabama, yeah, of course, is Stephen Reed, Montgomery. Mayor of Montgomery. And Mayor of Montgomery, literally a story from our friends at 1819 came out about a week ago that on the same day his police were having to respond to a triple homicide in Montgomery, and it crimes through the roof right now. He was also asking for a $6 million fund to do a community violence initiative, which is basically a think group, feel good thing. Meanwhile, murder in the streets. How about you just focus on policing? That's a big deal.
Well, Montgomery and Birmingham decided to wear orange and release orange balloons over this past weekend. In response to multiple homicides in both cities. While Birmingham was actually celebrating and wearing their orange, there were three homicides.
Oh, see, I mean, I look at it, I mean, and I did a lot of my growing up in Birmingham. In fact, I did a lot of my growing up in what is referred to as West Birmingham, and you know, in Inslee and Wylam and that area, and just the deterioration of that legendary part of the city. What used to be called the Magic City is just, it's got to stop. I don't think people are paying attention to the fact, too, that on Woodfin's watch, they dropped so far in the census that they are now the third biggest city, whereas they were the first biggest city. And yet right up the road, Huntsville is doing everything different than Birmingham and thriving like nobody's business, or really everybody's business. So you can't say it's because we're in Alabama, we're being held back by the man. No, right? Like an hour north of you, they're thriving.
Right. The Birmingham's population has almost reached the 50% point of its peak, well over 300,000 in the 70s, and now they're under 200,000. The next census is not going to be kind to them. People are evacuating the city as fast as they can. And who can blame them? Some of the worst schools, easily the highest violent crime rate in the state of Alabama. Stephen Reed in Montgomery and Randall Woodfin in Birmingham, they're mirror images of each other.
Yeah,
Phil, these guys are clones of each other.
Yeah.
They think the same mentality. They chase the same rhetoric. Woodfin he's announced that he's going to run for a third term of mayor. Well, I don't know if he's announced, but he's going to. I'm told he has higher aspirations, but I don't know what's next for him. I mean, he could actually run against Terry Sewell, who has done an equally horrible job in her congressional district. But that's all they do. They'll swap places. They'll swap chairs. The areas that they represent will continue to decline based almost entirely on the violence and the poverty of the areas that they oversee. But they're busy virtue signaling over stuff like Pride Month.
Yeah.
Is not going to help anyone in their community, not going to feed any kids, and not going to keep any bullets from hitting another teenager next week.
Yeah, and meanwhile, by the way, Mayor Stephen Reed in Montgomery decided to blame the legislature for passing open carry, which is just basically like saying affirming your Second Amendment rights. as somehow being to blame for the gun violence in his city, which the reality is he's got violence. The fact that guns are being used is indicative of the fact that there are violent people that are not being arrested in his city right now or prosecuted in his city.
Well, same thing I said about Birmingham earlier and the gun laws and the gun violence. When I see Stephen Reed and when I see Randall Woodfin publicly call out the Montgomery and Jefferson County district attorneys for dropping gun charges and for plea bargaining down cases and dropping violent charges to get a plea bargain, when I hear them calling out the person who most controls getting violent criminals off of their streets, then we can talk about federal gun laws, which you and I both know would not have stopped a single crime in either of these cities.
No, it wouldn't. And we're going to continue to see the decline if they don't.
Are we going to delude ourselves into believing that some guy who would pull out a gun and murder another person over an argument would not have had that gun because he would not have dared violate the carry conceal permit?
Well,
are we serious here?
Now, give the criminals a little credit. They pay their permit fees. You know that's true. Come on.
Well, they might as well. It was only $250 a year. I mean, you can't even get a Happy Meal for $2.50 anymore.
Well, you know, you and I, we can talk about this, and it's frustrating to watch because I know you well enough to know you're not a fan of Birmingham. You love Birmingham, Jefferson County. You've chosen to make that your place. And I grew up in a lot of that area, and I want to see the Magic City come back. I really do. I would love for it to rise back up to being the biggest in the state. That'd be cool because it means good things are happening. But right now, it ain't happening.
You were growing up in West Birmingham. My great grandfather would practice dentistry in the Ramsey McCormick Building.
Oh yeah,
was the Hiram, the 10th floor. He is actually listed in the ribbon cutting program.
No kidding.
For the ribbon cutting. He was in here when they opened the building. My grandmother moved out when they closed that building. I ran the streets of Inslee as a little kid by myself.
Man, yeah.
Everybody looked out after everybody. There was no problem. I won't drive through there in broad daylight.
Yeah.
My grandparents built their first house in Bush Hills. I love that part of Birmingham, downtown Birmingham. I really and truly do not go as often as I used to because of the violence.
No, it's exactly right. It's no longer, the streets no longer safe there, and it's a crying shame, and it's because of liberal policies that have allowed it to deteriorate and get that way. Scott, we appreciate you as always. Scott Buttram, publisher of the Trustful Tribune. We'll talk to you again soon, brother.
Appreciate you. Appreciate those ruffians. Y'all have a good day, Phil.
Take care, man. All right, we got to take a break right there. That was good. I knew it would be good. It always is when he calls in. He's got great insights. He really does have his finger on the pulse of news, and especially in that area of the state, but really all over. All right, Phil Williams, Law and Order. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going to continue a little bit more in this thread we've got called, the dipper we've got called Law and Order. I'll give you some facts and details to back up that conversation we just had with Scott Buttram. Before I do that, I'll get a few text messages so I don't get too far behind. Chef Ben from Aniata. By the way, he's a great chef. Chef Ben from Aniata says, oh, this is off topic. He says, what on earth is this Project 2025 propaganda I keep hearing about? I'll tell you what, Chef Ben, I know a little bit about it, just enough to be dangerous. I don't know a lot. I do know that it's not a, it's not like a movement per se. It is, but it's not. It's more of a group that is trying to put together the conservative policies that they recommend that the new incoming Trump administration would put into effect. They even have what they call their 180-day playbook, like don't waste time, seize the moment. Do these things in 180 days to try and get us out of the left's devastating policies. Sounds good. I haven't dug into it to really see who they are. Maybe I need to reach out to them and see if I can get them on the show. That might be the way to go. Anyway, that's what I know there, Chef Ben. Lisa from Huntsville says, she's talking about old sequin dude standing out there with his beard and sequin dress at the Juneteenth celebration, she sends a picture of Jamie Foxx when he was on the show In Living Color wearing a very similar costume.
I used to love that show.
That was a crazy show, man.
Yeah.
John from Harvest says, Phil, enjoying the show. I just saw where New York State gun stores will soon be required to post warning signs that guns in your home could be dangerous. This does not speak well about New Yorkers' intellect. Yes. That's like saying, you know, this, the same people that think that's going to really help stuff are the ones that, that cause us to have warning labels on things like one of my favorites is, don't iron clothes while naked, because you know that somebody swung that iron over and not good. Or, you know, the ones that say things, you know, that you look at and go, that is so obvious. Why does it require a warning label? Anyway, that's where we are. The dumbing down of America. We're here to rescue you from yourself and from the trial lawyers. Because if we put the warning on the label, then the trial lawyers can't sue you. Doesn't really work that way, just so you know. You know, I mentioned earlier Law and Order. And I'll probably wind up talking about this a little bit later in the show if I get to the Culture Clash section that I've got laid on, the Dipper 3. But, you know, I mentioned that the thing that got my attention about Law and Order is a story out of Washington State, Spokane, Washington. Spokane, Washington painted the big, giant rainbow mural in the middle of the street. And I have to ask before I go to, and we're going to take a break momentarily, but I have to ask, if you're going to paint a big rainbow mural in the middle of the street and then get upset when there's tire marks on it, I have to ask, what did you actually expect to happen? It will not remain pristine because tires are going to go over it because it's in the street. Here's an idea. If you want to get the rainbow mural really, really going, get a billboard. Nobody can run over it then, right? That's all you got to do. But no. We got to paint the street. Black Lives Matter got to be painted down the street, and then they get upset when people drive on it. And then you got three teens right now, prosecutors requesting $15,000 bond for three teenagers who, in an evidence of what this article from the Daily Mail calls malicious mischief, allegedly vandalized the Pride mural by running over it with their scooters. Let that sink in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, a solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. Love this state. And I mean to say this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, before I go any further on this first dipper, I'm doing Law and Order right now. Got delayed because of my rant earlier. I got to pause here a second and give you guys something big to think about and something free to take with you. All right, so here's the deal. This is a crazy world, right? It is. This show points it out all the time. It's a crazy world, and here you are. You're working hard to plan for your future, to stand for your beliefs. Well, let me ask you this. What if you found out that in the middle of doing so, that some of your investments are actually going to things that are absolutely contrary to what you believe in? Well, maybe, if that's the case, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer. Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at our newest sponsor, Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers like who you are, what you believe, and, oh, by the way, your bottom line. Yes. These are solid experts. They're using biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your returns and doing so in a way that has like real impact on your bottom line, but also on the world in which we live. This is, by the way, when we take all that into account, I call this financial freedom in a big way. So here's the free thing I was talking about. You might want to check out your investments. You might want to go get a look at where they are right now. Go get a free impact report from these guys at Inspire Advisors. Go to moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Get a free impact report. You can also find them real quickly just by going to rightsideradio.org, go to our sponsors page and click on their logo. Takes you straight to it. Listen, this is conservative, godly, balanced financial freedom with our newest sponsor, Inspire Advisors, at moneypatternwealth.com. Check them out. All right, I am going to just go straight into this topic again. because I got to give you guys some other things to think about. So here we are, and I'm almost kind of tongue-in-cheek and yet not, talking about this situation out in Portland. Is it Portland? Yeah, Portland, Washington. Spokane, Washington. I'm sorry. Spokane, Washington. You got three kids on scooters. Scooters. I like saying it. Scooters. There are three kids on their little electric scooters, and they came along, and there's the freshly painted Pride mural in the middle of the street. And what did they do? Well, they're kids, and they're on scooters, and there's a big shiny rainbow in the street. So what do you think they did? Well, they ran over it. If they didn't want people to run over it, they shouldn't have painted it in the street. Never mind. These kids have now been arrested, held on $15,000 bond. Luckily, the judge saw fit to go ahead and release them on their own recognizance, but they face jail time. Meanwhile, the scooter company is called Lime. I don't know why you call your company Lime, but okay. Anyway, the scooter company is Lime. Lime was shocked and dismayed that their scooters would be used for such a hate crime. Here's what their actual statement said. All of us at Lime condemn these vile acts in no uncertain terms. At a time when our teams at Lime are beginning their pride celebrations around the globe, it's disturbing to see the hate taking place in Spokane. Maybe it wasn't hate. Maybe it was kids and mischief. Okay. We will not let the hateful few spoil the joy of Pride Month in Spokane. We are grateful for those working to make Spokane more welcoming for all. It's not welcoming when your focus of your law enforcement is to arrest three kids for riding scooters over your painted rainbow. Meanwhile, let's take a look at what happened right outside the White House gate. Right outside the White House gate. This is, by the way, Lafayette Park. This is our park. This is part of your historical park infrastructure. If you didn't see the videos, I encourage you to go take a look. Because the Secret Service and the D.C. Police and the U.S. Park Police all told the Washington Free Beacon, a story here, I've got it on Daily Wire, that they did not arrest a single person, despite the fact that for hours they sat out there assaulting police officers, throwing things at police officers, graffiti all over national monuments, climbing up on the monuments and hanging Palestinian flags and lighting smoke bombs on them, and wearing terrorist headbands while holding up fake bloody heads of President Biden. Now, I'm not a fan of Joe Biden, but that is awful. That is literally inciting violence. That's like saying, we want you and we're going to behead you. And they were even shouting about the guillotines are getting ready. So they're calling for violence. Not a single person arrested. Reporter Julio Rosas was there. He says anti-Israel protesters formed a mob and chased the U.S. Park Police and Secret Service out of Lafayette Square after officers apparently tried to arrest someone. Police are no longer inside the park and are on the boundaries of the protest. Here's what they should have done. They should have painted a rainbow on the ground inside of Lafayette Park. That way they could have arrested everybody for daring to walk on it. The National Park Service did have to power wash all the sculptures. They said there's notable damage, including graffiti and damage to some of the structures and damage to park infrastructure in Lafayette Park. Not a single arrest. Not a one. Every one of them's on video. Not a single arrest. Meanwhile, back here at home, you know, you heard Scott Buttram and I talking about what's happening in Montgomery and Birmingham. I know there's crime in other places too, but they are right now the lead. Really, Birmingham's one of the lead in the nation for pro rata homicides. But at a time when his police force is responding to a triple homicide, Liberal Mayor Stephen Reed of Montgomery was asking the city council to raise an occupational tax and give him an additional $6 million to use for a community violence initiative. An initiative. And then he turned his attention to the idea that the legislature should not have passed open carry, or not carry, but permitless carry, because that has exacerbated the gun violence. Because everybody knows the criminals were paying attention to the permit laws. Majoring in the minors does not save lives. Now, you might be able to do certain things, but do the big ones first, please. Do the big ones well before you get lost in things like, we're going to make sure we paint a pride mural on the street because that's what's important to the people of this area. It's not. It's things like this story from 1819 News. When a mother named Amy Dix, was rushed to the hospital, treated for her wounds, was paralyzed from the chest down because of a crossfire shooting that she got caught in. And a group of residents went to the Montgomery City Council, and they called out the mayor and the city council, and they said that this story, by the way, came out 3 weeks ago. And they said that literally, we should not have to, this is one of the speakers was Jamel Brown, says we should not have to live every single day in fear of our lives that somebody's going to get hurt. Another one said, one of two things are going to happen. One of the city councilmen took issue and said, you're going to have to stop clapping or I'm going to ask you to leave. Because the crowd was, I mean, come on. And then in an emotional recounting, Amy Dix's mother, Frieda Owens, detailed the events and said that it was an amazing thing. Said at 1:12 p.m. on a Friday, midday, I answered my phone. Mama, I've been shot. I'm going to die. Mama, I've been shot. I love you. I can't move. I love you. In the streets of our capital city. One of the speakers, a Montgomery resident named Keith McCormick, stood up and said, in Montgomery in 2020, we had 200,000 residents. In 2022, we've dropped down to 197,000. We've lost 3,000 people have left Montgomery just since Mayor Reed was elected a few years ago. He says, you're the CEO of the city and you've lost control of the city from a crime perspective. In any organization or program where the CEO has lost control of a major area of responsibility, good CEOs step down because they're just not cut out for the job. And then let's talk about Birmingham. ABC 3340 has a story that came out almost exactly a month ago. Jefferson County, it says, experienced more than a 20-year high in homicides in 2021, but since then, homicides have been trending slightly down, and that's good. But we still have 59 total murder investigations going on in 2024, whereas there were more than that in 2023, slightly. But we still had three separate homicides in a three-day period. And most of the homicides in Birmingham are all happening in the same areas of town. And yet, the people in those communities, says one lady, Nadia Bryant, are sick of the violence, and they hear gunshots almost every day. And she said it's a big impact on our community as a whole, not just the community, but the older people that live here, the people that have been here for years, and them having to see the uptick of crime. So we need a police department that is going to show the public that they're going to put responsible people behind bars. And yet, let's take another story here real quickly before the break. Birmingham police, according to AL.com, story that broke about 3 weeks ago. Birmingham police are down nearly 300 officers. Nearly 300 officers below where they need to be. Amid mounting reports of deadly violence, according to AL.com, the Birmingham Police Department is operating with nearly 300 fewer officers than the city has set aside money to pay. They can't fill them. The actual number is 296 unfilled positions, according to the Birmingham City Council's numbers. The council budgeted for 720 officers, but they can't hire anybody. You know why? Because they don't support them. Because they don't give them the ability to do their jobs. Because you have a mayor that excuses crime, and you have a prosecutor that won't prosecute crime, and you have police officers that don't feel supported. At the same time, it says, the city faces weeks of high-profile deadly violence with a thinner police force trying to deal with jumps in emergency calls, and response times are lagging. The city council this week approved a plan for what's called a Citizens Observer Patrol. Great. Using volunteers. Awesome. 200 volunteers who are not police officers to help patrol neighborhoods. That's called a community watch, really. One particular member of the Birmingham Fraternal Order of Police said, we're having 3-year, 5-year, 9-year, and 13-year vets all packing up and leaving. So obviously there's some issues there that we got to work out. We're trying to iron out a couple things and present a plan to the mayor's office, but money is not the problem. Yeah, money's not the problem. That's because morale is low. They said we have it's short-sighted right now to present a plan without addressing the causes of reduced police force. He said because of low morale in the department, some officers are leaving for lower-paying jobs in order to work in a better environment. That is on Mayor Woodfin's watch. And you wonder why we're one of the highest per capita cities in the nation for homicides. Yes, it's trended down just a little bit since last year. Great, I'm glad. We're 300 police officers short of where it's supposed to be. and they can't get anybody in there to fill the roles because they really, it's window dressing. We have the money to hire them. You have the money to hire them at low wages without truly giving them the support they need. How about this? You fund new equipment. You make a commitment to prosecute crime. You determine that you're not going to major in the minors. So Woodfin's out there just, a week or so ago? Just talking about how glad he is to be able to celebrate Pride Month. Because every citizen has a right to thrive. How about this? Every citizen has a right to live. And Mayor Woodfin and Mayor Stephen Reed are failing miserably in that regard. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. I'll get some text messages and move it to the 4 o'clock hour. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. I'm going to take some text messages and go to the phones because I see Brian from Huntsville's on line one. Brian, buddy, how you doing?
Doing okay, sir. Other than that, I think it's so pathetic the mayoral candidates or the mayoral entities in Birmingham and Montgomery can't seem to lead. There's a reason that in the past, generals and leaders led from the front.
Yeah.
Because if they're leading from the back and everything and they give something that doesn't make any sense, nothing puts fear into the troops like that.
No, I totally agree. I mean, and I wonder what would, I mean, like I can picture areas of Birmingham that I know and love that are just high crime areas now. What would it take for Mayor Woodfin to go in and live there for a few weeks and to see what it felt like to hear gunshots at night around your house?
Bingo.
Yep. All right, man. Thank you, brother.
To raise it to another level, what about our armed forces having trouble meeting recruiting?
Oh, yeah.
That points to leadership to me.
Absolutely does. Absolutely does. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
you. Have a good one, sir.
Yeah, you too.
Goodbye.
I got some text messages I'll jump on real quick. Brand spanking new in the text line. Calls himself, is it John John? Yeah, John John from Minor. Put him down if you would, please. He's John John from Minor. Says, love the show, what you're doing, and praise the Father for you. Man, thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. John John, you're in the text lines. Big Rig is plugging your name in right now. Just text anytime you want to. Kelly from Athens says, Athens Republican headquarters is selling Trump convicted felon 2024 t-shirts, and they're going right out of the box.
I actually want one of those. Just for funny.
Oh, man. Well, you know where to probably call and get them, man. We can square you away. Tell you what, Kelly, if you want to text us how we can get one from outside the county, let us know. Barry from Fultondale says, Phil, have you heard what 1819 News reported on, that several high school and college bands from Alabama? Yeah, I did. So I actually talked to one of the parents. So what this Barry from Fultondale is talking about, a story that came out over the weekend that the Jacksonville State University and the Boaz High School bands had worked and saved money for 2 years to go over and take part in the D-Day celebration. Now, they were able to participate in some aspects of it, but they had fundraisers. I mean, they everything. And they got over there, and Biden decided to do a photo op near one of the locations. The security shut down the roads, cut them off from all their instruments. They were not able to be there for the wreath-laying ceremony at Normandy. And after 2 years of planning and preparation, because the Biden administration had a last-minute change in schedule, by the way, it wasn't planned, for a photo op, it left them unable to participate in the thing they'd been planning for 2 years. It's pretty awful. Barry from Fultondale, thanks for bringing that up. Glenn from, and by the way, I texted one of the parents who actually texted me to make sure I knew and gave me some details, and yeah, it was legit. Glenn from Bluntsville, Birmingham recruitment is suffering for the same reason the military is unable to meet its goals. They are woke. I would agree. Thomas from Athens says, I visit family in less than safe New Orleans. There's a website, maybe provided by Tourism Bureau, that provided maps of the city so showing incidences of various crimes. Oh, wow. Says the visitors like me can get current data about where not to go. Oh, my gosh. That's awful that you have to do that, though. Dorothy from Elkmont sent me a status of something on Twitter. We'll check that out in a minute. Thank you very much. Nofre from Lexington says, bring consequences back for committing crimes. These folks know there's no punishment for their actions. I would agree with you. Francisco from Huntsville, just a couple of takes. One, pay the police, sheriffs, and all civil service like the military. And number two, empty all prisons by deporting them to other countries and start from zero. I'm with you. I'm with you, Francisco. Mike from Huntsville, just heard today at the Armed Forces Luncheon that Huntsville and the state of Alabama have already exceeded their recruiting goals for this year. Alabama's leading the way. Outstanding. And then Tyler from Huntsville says, maps of the city is correct. You know, he heard me. Okay, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you. I'm not going to repeat it, but I thank you very much. I was hoping nobody caught that. All right. Listen, we're gonna take a break right now. We're going to come back. I'm going to Dipper number two. If you missed it, I had an epic rant I had my monologue followed by an epic rant that literally became a dipper of its own. I would encourage you to find that on podcast. So there's that. I jumped in and we had an hour of the first one, Law and Order. This next topic is going to be wild. I'm calling it Drag Queens and Blackface. Oh, let that be the teaser of a lifetime. Yeah. Right Side Radio. Tell your friends. He's about to do something called Drag Queens and Blackface. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Compare and contrast. Why is one okay and the other's not? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.